We're sitting on the grass runway at Mexico Municipal Airport in Mexico, Missouri, sitting in a Zenith Stoll CH-750 kit aircraft with the Zenith factory pilot, Roger Dubert. And because this is a short takeoff and landing airplane, we're gonna try a short takeoff. It's kind of hard to get this across on the radio, so I'm going to tell you when we're rolling, and then I'm going to count, and then I'm going to tell you when the main gear wheel, which is right below me here, leaves the ground. So, Roger, anytime you're ready.
Full power, release the brakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we're off the ground.
About once a month, Zenith Aircraft Company hosts a two-day factory workshop where folks who might be interested in building their own airplane can come to the factory and build a part of the plane. Sebastian Heinz is the president of Zenith Aircraft Company.
Well, it's what we call semi-monocoque sheet metal construction, where we have an internal structure, the skeleton on the inside, so to speak. With the rudder assembly, we do the internal section. We have a spar, which is kind of like the spine. That's kind of the carry-through section that carries the loads. And then we have a nose ribs, rear ribs, the front and the back sections. And we attach those to the spar, and we attach those using rivets. So we do the internal section, or the skeleton, and then we cover it with the skin on the outside. So we like doing the rudder section because it's a two-day project here. The folks that come out here get the chance to do all the drilling, the riveting, the lining up, reading the drawings, the manuals, and really getting a good understanding of the whole assembly process. Again, the idea here is when they go home with the rest of the airplane that they will already have experienced it. They know what they're getting into.
I remember working with my dad on motorcycles. That was his thing, and airplanes is my thing.
Robert Golden is attending the workshop with his six-year-old son, Ryan.
Ryan likes working on airplanes, so we work on airplanes. And this is our first aircraft that we're going to build together and hopefully be able to fly it sometime next year.
Why did you choose this particular model? There are dozens of kit planes out there.
They had the workshop. That helped out a lot. And I've never attempted metalworking, actually, on this level before. And I figured, hey, they had a really good website. They had a great homegrown feel to the factory itself. And that's why we went ahead and we came out here to work at the workshop. And this kit airplane suits what I need. You know, nice low flyer. It's got the big bubbles on the side so my son can look at it. Great plane for kids and adults alike.
Vel Wested is also building a rudder this weekend.
It's getting very expensive. Your home built, you can maintain yourself, and the fuel burn compared to what I had on my other plane, my other plane was 10 gallons an hour. This is going to be around 5. I've had not aircraft building experience, but other building experiences, and did a lot of looking at aircraft, and I particularly liked this one. And what we are doing is, my husband is building the engine. We're going to be putting a Corvair engine in this, and I'm building the plane.
Well, Zenith Aircraft Company has been here in Mexico, Missouri since June of 1992, and I actually started the company. Well, Zenith Aircraft Company has been here in Mexico, Missouri since June of 1992, and I actually started the company. My dad is a designer of all our designs and is the founder of Zen Air Limited in Canada. And that's where, you know, why Mexico, Missouri? And my answer there is it's in the middle of everything, which geographically it is, and it's in the middle of nowhere, too, which can also be a positive as well for a small business. You know, we like the Mexico Memorial Airport here because it's got great runway facilities, but it's really underutilized. We're the only real commercial operator here, so we can do all the flying we want. We're not stepping on anyone's toes. At the same time, we have a factory right here on the airport, so we have really good access to the runways. We can fly when we want to. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the country. Like the folks here at our workshop, we've got folks from Florida, we've got folks from well, pretty much all directions, from the north, south, east, and west, and that's pretty much characteristic of every workshop we have, so it works well for us. And buying an airplane at the end of the day, nobody needs to buy and build an airplane. They're doing it because as a hobby, because it's an affordable way to fly and an affordable way for them to enjoy their hobby. So we have to realize that we have to be still very, very price competitive that way. We build four different models. Two of them are high wing, two of them are low wing. High wing, they are short takeoff and landing aircraft. We have high lift devices, leading edge slats on the wings to allow the airplane to take off and land in very short distances. Versus the low wing aircraft are more cruiser cross country configuration. We have a really nice bubble canopy on those airplanes because, again, when you're flying long cross country distances, having that bubble canopy is just a nice way to enjoy the countryside. The STOL airplanes are again optimized for off airport operations. A lot of folks are kind of going back to the grassroots of flying. They enjoy flying out of their own backyard, literally in many cases, where they have a little bit of acreage and they want the freedom to fly their little airplane in their own backyard, and that's where having a STOL airplane gives them the opportunity to do that without having to build a 2,000-foot runway.
CNC routers, they actually make all the, cut out all the parts and pieces for the aircraft. And what we do here is batch production. We'll build, 50 or 60 airplanes worth of one part and then put it on the shelf and continuously rotate the stock. We manufacture about 600 different parts here, so. And here we're getting some ready to ship. This is a full kit, basically everything except the engine and instruments in this box. And this one here, for example, you can see it's going to Australia, in Victoria, Australia. This box here, we're getting ready to ship, going out to Thailand. So going all over the world. And on the other side, we have a number of boxes that we're getting ready to ship to South Africa as well. So it's real neat to see our little airplane that we build right here going around the world. So it's kind of neat.
So when someone orders a plane from you, a kit, what they're going to get is this big crate
that's
delivered
it.
To their garage or hangar or whatever. And it's about, it's about 3 by 4 by 12 or
that's
so?
That's right, yeah. Everything comes in one box. It's kind of like a giant Erector set. And I know for a lot of our customers, it's like the big present that they've been dreaming about for many years. And they get their big box with all the parts and pieces, and then over the next year or two, they spend putting it together. So it's a lot of excitement.
How many of these do you ship out on the course of a week or a month?
We ship out about one kit per working day. So it works out about, 250 a year or so.
Building your airplane, you become the manufacturer, and I think that's a lot of builders sometimes don't realize it themselves, but it's sometimes a rude awakening a little bit that you have the freedom to do a lot of those things, but with that freedom comes responsibility. And because you are the manufacturer of the airplane, you have to make wise decisions, and you have to be and have to implement them responsibly. Meaning, you can put whatever engine you want in that airplane because you are the manufacturer, but you want to put an engine that is reasonable in terms of the power, the size, the weight, and so forth, and then obviously an engine that is reliable, that's not going to be quitting on you all the time. So that, again, with that freedom comes responsibility, and I think ultimately, again, especially in America, we want freedom over being told what to do. And I think that's why, in the last few years, we have seen more kit aircraft registered in this country than factory-built airplanes registered, and that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Sebastian Heintz is president of Zenith Aircraft Company, on the web at zenithair.com. For more information about home-built aircraft, contact the Experimental Aircraft Association at eaa.org. For WKNO, I'm Daryl Snodgrass.